There are valid concerns when it comes to the airing of dirty laundry. After all, a lot of parties may be affected. However, sometimes the airing of dirty laundry is about choosing between your elders and your kids. Which would you pick?
Whoever said what happens in this house stays in this house should probably stay out. Fuck hiding my mess for unannounced house guests. No more sweeping dirt under carpets. I'm cleaning out the closet. If there's a guard, bless the elders. They didn't have access to our supplies and solutions. They can't supply a solution. The shit they was using and doing it ain't working. And I was sticking to tradition because I didn't wanna hurt them. Damn. But what about my kids? This place ain't fit for them to live. I gotta find some extra strength and make this place childproof, or I'll hurt them more than what's outside the door. All of this is going, even the kitchen sink. Oh no, I'm keeping that mirror. It reminds me that this here is a physical manifestation of what's going on inside of me, not the nosy neighbors beside me. What happens in this house don't stay in this house. Finna open up a window and add this bitch out. Cleaning all the dirty laundry, even the clothes on me. You don't have to leave, you can help me clean. This is going, that is going, that is going. No, that stays. Hey, grab the end of this table, help me move this out the way. Little bit to the right, yeah, no, yeah, right there. Do not dare touch my armchair. I grew up in households where molestation happened. No, I wasn't tampered with, but it definitely affected my parenting. Like the time I seen the blood splatter on the living room wall, then being conditioned a lot about a coffee table being the cause. And the time they got fed up because I went to bed so much, forced me to use last night's pissy clothes as the next night's pillow. And the time I broke my collarbone, by the time I made it to the hospital, it had already healed. But this is not tea spill. Look, I'm cleaning up in here, determined not to make a mess, so my kids will have a less traumatic childhood experience. But there's no way I can clean this place good enough for my kids. No matter how hard I scrub, they gon' get dirty a little bit. Try my best not to be synonymous with trauma when it comes to them. But we're hardwired to remember the hard times for our survival. So me playing the villain role to my kids is inevitable. If that's needed to grow, my permission is given. What happens in this house don't stay in this house. Finna open up a window and add this bitch out. Cleaning all the dirty laundry, even the clothes on me. You don't have to leave, you can help me clean. This is going, that is going, that is going. No, that stays. Hey, grab the end of this table, help me move this out the way. Little bit to the right, yeah, no, yeah, right there. Do not dare touch my armchair. Nope, nope, no doctrine. Yep, yep, you got me. Caught me using people around me to fulfill my counseling needs. Found things wrong upstairs, I had to learn to repair. And where do you think I do it? In that armchair. Don't touch it, nor my books. They keep me balanced. Disorder led to disorder. Can't toss everything out when I have so much baggage. May take years to unpack it. Thanks for the help, you've been exceptional. But we gon' need some professionals.